Conversation 2.
What kind of training does one need to go into this type of job?
That's a very good question. I don't think there's any, specifically.
For example, in your case, what was your educational background?
Well, I did a degree in French at Nottingham. After that, I did careers work in secondary schools, like the careers guidance people here at the university. Then I went into local government because I found I was more interested in the administrative side, then progressed on to universities. So there wasn't any plan, and there was no specific training. There are plenty of training courses in management techniques and committee work, which you can attend now.
But in the first place, you did a French degree.
In my time, there wasn't a degree you could do for administration. I think most of the administrators I've come across have degrees in all sorts of things.
Well, I know in my case I did an English literature degree, and I didn't really expect to end up doing what I'm doing now.
Quite.
Were you local to Nottingham, actually? Is there any reason why you went to Nottingham University?
No. I come from the north of England, from West Yorkshire. Nottingham was one of the universities I put on my list, and I like the look of it. The campus is just beautiful.
Yes, indeed. Let's see. Were you from the industrial part of Yorkshire?
Yes, from the Woolen District. Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 23. What was the man's major at university? Question 24. What was the man's job in secondary schools? Question 25. What attracted the man to Nottingham University?